Well, as we've been hearing in the bulletins this morning, the government is moving ahead with plans to reform the command and control structures at the top of the defence forces. This morning, the Taoiseach Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, will bring a memo to Cabinet seeking approval to amend legislation to enable a reconfiguring of the chain of command, which follows recommendations made in the Commission on the Defence Forces. Well, let's get more on that story now. We're joined by our political coverage editor, David Murphy. David, talk us through these proposed changes. Why now?
Well, I think this is something that was underway anyway, and it's not related to the current controversy about members of the Defence Forces facing criminal charges or people who have criminal convictions. So under these plans, basically what there's going to be is there will be a chief of defence, and then there will be a head of each service, a head of the army, a head of the navy, and a head of the air force, and a joint commander as well. And there'll also be a new defence forces HQ, which will report into the chief of defence. So the idea behind this is basically to create a more efficient operating structure and reporting lines. And it will also have clearer responsibilities in terms of the chief of defence, who's going to have military control and clearer statutory roles and responsibilities.
And when is that likely to take effect?
Well, at the moment, what the government is doing is that today, what they're doing is they're bringing to the attention of the cabinet that they're going to make amendments in relation to the existing legislation. At the moment, they haven't set out a timeline, but this is something that has been underway for some time and was recommended in the Commission on the Defence Forces.
And elsewhere, Cabinet is also set to approve plans around student accommodation, in particular 51-week leases.
That's right. So essentially what this is to ensure that students aren't being forced to pay for 51-week leases on student accommodation. I think the issue here is that in some circumstances, students were asked to pay for longer leases than they actually needed to. And it's obviously not suitable for many students who can only cover the cost of the academic year. So the government is looking at introducing emergency legislation to actually sort out this issue in advance of the commencement of the next academic year in the autumn.
And David, we have also more detail on the nations being added to the government's list of safe countries.
That's right. So essentially what this is that if someone comes from a country which is classified as safe, what it means is that their asylum application will be dealt with within 3 months, because if they're unsuccessful, they can be returned to their country of origin, which Ireland views as safe. There are currently 10 countries on the list, including Albania and Georgia. They're adding another 5 to the list. So the 5 that the government are going to add today are Malawi, Morocco, Egypt, India and Brazil. The numbers in terms of asylum seekers from those countries in terms of last year, Malawi had 225, Morocco 370, Egypt 464, India almost 200, and Brazil up to June of last year was 65. But I think basically what the government is doing is, while it believes it's trying to deal with the immigration situation and the accommodation situation for international protection applicants, it's also trying to review its immigration procedures. But I think that there have been concerns raised in relation to this by the Irish Refugee Council, which has particularly highlighted the case of Egypt, where it believes that there are human rights abuses for some people.
Well, thanks, David. That was our political coverage editor, David Murphy.